Section 2. House Sitting. IELTS Practice Listening Test 3. Section 2. You will hear a talk by a representative of an agency that finds people to look after homes when their owners are away. He is talking to a group of homeowners. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 20.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you've been able to make it to this introductory talk on our agency, which is called Contented Homes. My name's Gary, and I'm going to explain what our business involves. But first, I'd like to tell you something about the background of our agency. We commenced operations back in 1989, and essentially our job is to find suitable people to live in and look after other people's homes while they're away. The homeowners, people like yourselves, might be away on holidays or for work, and they want to be sure that while they're away, their home will be secure, and that when they come back, everything will be in good condition. When we first started out, we conducted most of our business over the phone, but now the bulk of it is done over the internet. Basically, homeowners come to us when they need to find reliable, trustworthy people to take good care of their home temporarily. The people who stay in your home and take care of it are called house sitters. The house sitters live at your place for periods of anything between 1 month and 2 years. Burglars soon notice when people are away, so theft is much less likely if someone is staying in your home. But it's not simply a matter of security. House sitters keep your home clean and tidy. In addition, many people need a house sitter to look after pets and keep the garden in order. For instance, your cat gets to stay in its familiar surroundings rather than being kept in a cage at a boarding kennel. There are all kinds of reasons why people house sit. Often they're saving up to buy their own home, or they may be renovating their own place and just need another place to stay temporarily. Or they might have just moved to your city. Although house sitters don't pay you any rent when they're living in your home, they are required to pay any bills for the telephone, gas, electricity, and so on. So, for the homeowner, this is not a way to make money. When someone registers with us to become a house sitter, they have to give us some personal details such as their age and occupation. Some are couples, others are single. They then write a short description of themselves. We at the agency then put this information into our directory, which we provide to you, the homeowners. You then select the person or people who are going to be most suitable to look after your home in your absence. I need to stress here that our agency does not carry out a security check on the people who have registered with us to be house sitters. Many house sitters have references from people whose houses or apartments they've looked after in the past. It's up to you to check those references. We recommend that you meet with any potential house sitters and interview them before making a decision. Unlike people who rent a home from a landlord, house sitters don't have much privacy. As the homeowner, you can give a spare set of keys for the front door to your home to a neighbor, friend, or relative. That person's allowed to drop in on the house sitters at any time to check that the house is in order, and the house sitters aren't allowed to stop them from entering. Now I'd like to talk about fees. Firstly, you, the homeowners, don't have to pay us anything. The people who want to become house sitters pay $375 when they go into our directory. That's where we get the money to run our service. As I said, we don't check to see that the information supplied by them is correct. It would simply cost us far too much time and money to do that. However, We do offer an additional service whereby you pay us $100 to check the details provided by any house sitters you are interested in. Some homeowners also sign a legally binding agreement with the house sitters as an extra form of security. We definitely think it's a good idea for you to get your building and its contents insured. You'll find that many insurance companies are happier if you have a house sitter because there's always a higher degree of security if someone's living in your home. Anyway, I hope I've given you a clear idea of the services we provide. And now, I'd be happy to take any questions.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have 30 seconds to complete your answers.